Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Vayikra, the Torah says in Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel, that every korban needs to be accompanied by salt. Al kol korbancha takriv melach. You must place salt on all of your korbanos. However, right before that, in the very same pasuk, the Torah says something that is hard to understand. Velo sashbis melach bris elokecha me'al min chasecha. Do not leave out the salt of your God's covenant, the salt of your God's deal from your korbanos. What does that mean, velo sashbis melach bris elokecha? What does it mean when the Torah says, do not leave out the salt of Hashem's bris, of Hashem's covenant, of Hashem's deal? Don't leave out the salt of the Hashem's deal from korbanos. Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchak, who died in 1105, summarizes a medrash and says that during creation, during Maisa Bereishis, Hashem divided the upper heavenly waters and the lowly earthly waters. And this covenant of salt refers to a promise that Hashem made to the earthly waters. Even though they were separated from the heavens, even though they were brought lower, they too will have an opportunity to be brought on the Mizbeach by the waters being poured on the Mizbeach on Sukkos, and also every day. Because, as it says in our Pasuk, every korban will have salt. Salt comes from seawater. And the water that was split during the creation of the world. That's the Medrash, that's Rashi. What does this Medrash mean? If Hashem promised the lower earthly waters that they would have a part in the Avodah, why wasn't the promise made with the waters? Why the salt? And why didn't Hashem just have water poured on the Mizbeach every day? What does salt have to do with this promise? These questions are asked by Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, the Rosh Yeshiva of Torah Vadas, who died in 1986, in his Sefer on the Chumash, M.S. LeYaakov, and he says the following beautiful idea. When the waters were split during the creation of the world, some waters were kept in the heavens in a lofty place, and other waters were sent below to become earthly, lower, lowly waters. Those waters, those earthly lower waters, were likely to have felt that they were left out of the Avodah, out of Avodas Hashem. They were not lofty, they were not heavenly, they were not elevated. So what place do they have in the Avodah? And Hashem says, Velo sashbis melach bris elokecha. I am making a deal with you. I am making a promise to you. Your Avodah is not only welcome, it's more welcome. It's not only wanted, I want it more, says Hashem. How did Hashem say that? How did Hashem convey that message to the salt? Rav Yaakov says, how do you make salt? Rashi says in Maseches Ksuvos Daf Ayin Tesemet Beis that you make salt by diverting some seawater into small little canals, small channels, and then let the sun dry it out, and you're left with salt. So, says of Yaakov, look at what Hashem is using on the Mizbeach with every single korban. Not lofty heavenly waters, and not even massive, impressive seawater from the lower waters, but the leftovers, the evaporated leftovers of a small part of the seawater. That's salt. And that is what is brought on the Mizbeach every time a korban is brought. And that's the message that Hashem sends the salt, and the message that He sends us. Al kol korbancha takriv melach. I made a deal with the salt. You may think that because you are lowly, because you are not heavenly, so to speak, you may think that you have no place in my avoda, says Hashem. But if you think that, you would be mistaken. I want your avoda. I prefer your avoda. It's salt I want on the Mizbeach every single day. Now, Rav Yaakov does not say the following, but perhaps one can suggest, based on Rav Yaakov, that is why we salt our bread after we make hamotzi. Here I am, sitting down to do something so physical. I'm sitting down to eat. Hashem doesn't eat. Angels don't eat. But I and all humans eat. And what am I eating? I'm eating bread, the most basic staple of a diet. There cannot be anything holy in that, right? And we say, no. I put salt on the bread, and I'm reminded of Al kol korbancha takriv melach. Even the most earthly, basic, seemingly unholy thing, if used properly and for the right reasons, can and must absolutely be used in the service of Hashem. Have an amazing day, everyone!